This is a podcast from the University of Manchester's Jodrell Bank Centre for Astrophysics. For more details, see jodcast.net.
I've been joined by Professor Ian Robson, Director of the UK ATC. Ian is also very involved with the International Year of Astronomy in the UK, and that's what we're here to talk about. I guess a good place to start with is, what is the International Year of Astronomy?
Well, the International Year of Astronomy is a global celebration of many things, but principally 400 years really since the use of the telescope to do astronomical observations. I mean, that's the hook in which it's all been rested. But frankly, it's a big celebration of astronomy and science now, 40 years since the moon landing, you know, Darwin year and everything else like that. It all links in together with the celebration of science. And so because astronomy is so fabulously visual and just tremendously interesting to the general public, we're very keen to bring things to the general public so they can just learn and just wonder about the marvels of astronomy.
And we're a few months into the International Year of Astronomy. How's it going so far?
Brilliantly. I'm still alive, my hair's going grey, but it's going very, very well. I mean, within the UK, we're very fortunate that we have a UK coordinator who really works and gets a lot of things done. That's Steve Owens, and so it really makes things a lot more beneficial for me. I mean, I come up with a number of ideas, and if it wasn't for having people like Steve on the ground, that they'd never actually come to fruition. And we've also been very fortunate in the UK as well, because we've received actually quite good funding from the Astronomical Society, Royal Astronomical Society, the STFC, Institute of Physics, and that's been very, very helpful. And we really had been hoping for major sponsorship from one or two like banks, but unfortunately that went down the tube somewhat. So some of the things that we had intended to do in terms of the big things haven't come off, but actually many local things have come off really, really well. And that's the thing that we're looking forward to in the UK, to have lots and lots of local events that people can find out what's going on with their local astronomy society, their local university, you know, Jodrell Bank open to everybody and things like that. That's what we're really keen to find, to get publicised, and so people can find out what's going on by just looking on the web and essentially putting in a postcode, just like you do for normal things, and they'll come up with a list of all the things that are going on.
What are some of the major events that are coming up in the next few months?
We've just had the 100 hours, and for us in the UK, we had the Spring Moon Watch, which was an 8 or 9 day period whereby astronomy societies opened their doors and people came and looked through the telescopes. In the daytime, looked at the sun. In night, they looked at the first quarter moon and sort of marvelled at the sort of craters and the mountains and the seas. And just looking at the moon through a telescope is just really fabulous experience. If people haven't done it, they've really no idea what they're missing, because they all think about these, oh, distant galaxies and Hubble pictures and things like that. But actually, looking at the moon through the telescope is one of the most fabulous things I think people can do. It's just like, wow, that's really, really cool. And, you know, that's a great thing, and that's what we're trying to do. So coming up after Spring Moon Watch, we have, there's a week coming up in July, which culminates in as a meeting going on in London, Zion House, commemorating Thomas Harriot, the life and times of Thomas Harriot, who was a British, well, an English sort of astronomer, gentleman, scientist, who actually looked through the telescope and drew a map of the moon before Galileo. So we Brits beat Galileo, but we don't get any credit for it, and that's surprisingly, because he didn't publish his observations. So there's a thing for all students, you know, if you get observations, publish them or perish in history. And Harriot is pretty unknown, but if people just Wikipedia and up Harriot, they find a really interesting person. So there's going to be 1 day celebration about Thomas Harriot. And that week, of course, is also going to be the total solar eclipse in China, which we can't see in the UK, but of course that'll be webcast, and so that'll be something to do. And also in that week, of course, it's the 40th anniversary of the Apollo landing, and there's lots of TV distribution about that, so that will be, that's the next big thing to watch. Coming after that, the major events, of course, in the summer, it's, you know, it's light nearly all night in the UK, and so the next big events will be the autumn moon watch, which again will be really encouraging people to go and look through telescopes and have a look at Jupiter this time with the Galilean satellites, and that'll be the end of October. So they're the big things coming up.
So I guess as well, the International Year of Astronomy is trying to get more children involved in astronomy and getting them interested in science. Have you been doing much work with schools?
I personally haven't, but we have a lot of people who have. There are a number of initiatives in the UK to get schools interested and to deliver into schools. And one of the key things that I wasn't, the only thing I've been involved with in schools, is 1,000 telescopes into 1,000 schools. And so we got a significant grant from the Science Technology Facilities Council to purchase 1,000 telescopes from China, good quality telescopes, come with a tripod and everything else like that. And this has been run by the Society for Popular Astronomy. And it comes with a DVD which tells teachers how to use it. So 1,000 schools have applied, and they've all got the telescopes now. And we've also sent them to a few STEM points. And so they're now being used, and the feedback from those is excellent. They got them in time for the spring moon watch, and they were saying, wow, looking at the craters of the moon was just fabulous. Also looking at the rings of Saturn was good. I mean, the rings aren't inclined hugely, but nevertheless, you can easily make them out with a telescope. And so that's been very, very positive. And also with this, we're trying to link the schools with local astronomy societies so that we can form an astronomy club, and it's a win-win situation all around, because many astronomy societies don't have a lot of younger members. They're all sort of older members of the audience.
Yes.
And so that's what we've been doing, and it's very important to encourage young people just to get interested in science and technology, and astronomy is a hook to get them into science and technology on that. I think there's other things that they will find. The From Earth to the Universe exhibition, we just call it FETU for short because we like abbreviating everything, but this is a fabulous set of images, 50 images on big plates, and this is touring the country. It's been in Glasgow, it's been in Belfast, it's been in Dublin, it's now in Edinburgh, and it will be in Manchester for the Science Festival at the end of the year. I think that's October, isn't it?
I think so, yeah.
So that should be really, really good. And I think it's also going into one of the Yorkshire Centres for Education, and it's going to Oxford, and it's going to Belfast. And I think that's the list of all the things I know about. So that'll be really good. But the images are really, really fabulous. And you just watch people walk past them and stop and go, well, that's interesting. And they really are fabulous. So looking for a FETU exhibition near you is very, very good.
Am I right in saying that there's going to be some things at Glastonbury Festival as well?
Yes, this is a very recent thing. I mean, 3 years ago we thought, well, wouldn't it be really great if we could do something at Glastonbury, I mean, of all places. And recently, sunworshippers.org, they have invited some astronomers, and they're going to be talking about the sun, as you might imagine from sunworshippers. And it's in the daytime, of course. So they'll be talking, and I think we're having telescopes looking at the sun and talking about the sun. So we're sending two solar physicists down there who are good on outreach and just talking to people. So, yeah, we've made Glastonbury. Whoa, cool.
So we've been talking mainly about the International Year of Astronomy in the UK, but we have listeners from all around the world. Is the best idea for someone just to go on the website and find out more about their country from there?
Absolutely. Virtually every country in the world has signed up to YOIA 2009. It's by far the biggest global event I think it's ever been done. And within the UK, I've always said the same thing. Go onto the UK webpage and log in and find out what's on. I'd say the same thing for anybody in any country. Go into your local page, and if you don't know where your local page is, just go to the global page, www.astronomy2009.org, and that tells you how to find your local page, whether it's America, Canada, South Africa, wherever, India. And then your local page should be telling you what's going on. And very much, although there's many big global events going on, we've always thought this was going to be delivered locally, at the very local level of individual village. And I think that's true across the world.
Okay, we'll have all the links for the International Year of Astronomy on our website. Thank you very much for talking to us.
You're more than welcome. Thank you.